if you had a dog that has a whole different kind of blood in him, what do you call him?
A what?
Had a dog that had different kinds of breeds in him, what would you call him? Just a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you let one run out and be a little of every dog around you, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's where that inbreed or something, I don't know how they, what to call it.
You call them curs or mongrels or cur dogs?
Yeah, cur dogs and shepherds. Uh-huh. And collies and police dogs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good many different names for dogs. I don't like a police dog. They're dangerous dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I know here in Memphis a few years ago, a fella had a police dog and got on a kid and killed it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're bad. They got one of them old black long-legged dogs up here. My daughter has her husband and them boys. And, I forgot what to call him, but he's a long, great long dog, and legs are that long, a great big old long-legged dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to call him, he ain't no count, nothing. They've got enough dogs up there to halfway feed the family.
Is that right?
And I never had many dogs. Two dogs is enough for anybody.
Uh-huh.
And to feed, you know. And I'd buy feed for these two. I wouldn't take $100 a piece for them. I can get that.
Mm.
But I just wouldn't take it.
There's a lot of company.
Yeah. Mm. Well, nobody here but me, you know. And these dogs, I got two, a beagle and a collie, and they won't eat together. That's the reason I got that pan there. I buy feed.
Uh-huh.
And I let one in at a time, and he'll eat. When he gets through eating, he'll walk to the door. I ask that collie dog, do you want to get out? He loves to play on my feet. When I'm sitting like I am now, he'll wallow all my feet. I tell him, I say, well, it's time you're getting out. And he turn around out there, and I say, you ready to get out? And he just ran and pitched, walked to the door, and I'll go let him out.
He understands what you say.
I tried to learn to bark when I'd ask him anything, but he'll whine, but he won't bark. You can learn a dog, start in training him when he's young. You can learn a dog yell anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to start when they're young.
Uh-huh.
I tell this dog here now, old at collie, and I get tired of him riding on the feet and rubbing. I'd say, you get over yonder and lay down. And maybe I got to tell him twice, but he'll finally get up and go over and lay down on the concrete. And I come in and let him in here to eat. Sometimes he won't eat, he'll come go to play. And I said, now get over there and eat your supper or breakfast, whatever it is, you know. And he'll turn around and look at me, you know, and then he'll turn around and go back and go to eating it. Do just what I tell him.
You understand what you say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
You mentioned going down to the bottom and calling the hogs. Would you tell me how you used to call the different animals? What did you say when you called the hogs?
Well, I've been so long since I called one.
Take your time.
Ping, calling like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just as loud as you could, and they'll come just tearing. That is, if you're feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come to eat.
How about the cows? How did you call the cows?
I call the cows, sook, 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 sook. Call cows like that.
And how about the chickens? How would your wife call the chickens?
Chick, 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 chick. And they'd all come running.
And how would you get the mules?